Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm going to ask you a question you've never been asked before.
I can't wait.
Hold on. You ready?
I'm waiting.
Okay. Bro. Damn. Don't give me the active player answer.
That's what I'm really good at.
I know. No.
Okay.
You know what?
Yeah,
the politically correct answer.
It's going to get you.
We know you're media savvy, media trained. This is not the media. This is not ESPN. This is not FS1.
This is I Am Athlete.
This is I Am Athlete. This is just YouTube, baby.
Yeah, just YouTube.
Okay.
No one watch it, right?
The people want to know, people's tight end.
Yeah, what do they want to know?
Don't lie to the people.
What do they want to know, baby?
Okay, here we go. Jimmy G or Trey?
Fight to get a meal, yeah. Wrongfully accused, we had to fight to get a pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, fat. Keep it riding for the fam. You gotta light the wooden wheel straight up. But in the past bad, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie detector test before I pass class.
Yeah,
and my family needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
I Am Athlete Parlay. We've been hot, 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 hot. These are guaranteed wins.
I'm going to take Arizona over San Fran.
Whoa.
It's all about matchup, understanding who's playing against who. It's a game of chess.
LeBron James, Lake Show.
Wake up, Brandon.
Tell me I was dreaming. LeBron James and the Lakers tell me they're in the playoffs. Oh, it's not true.
It's true. Who you got? Who you got? NBA playoffs are here. All new customers, download DraftKings Sportsbook, the app. Use promo code ATHLETE. Make sure you use the same game parlays. That's how I always win. That's how I always beat my bookie, the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And then also, make sure you know that if you can buy multiple bets, you can make your bag bigger. NBA playoffs are here. DraftKings Sportsbook app. It's downloadable. Go get it. Use promo code ATHLETE so we can track you. And make it rain.
DraftKings.com is the sports book. I Am Athlete is the platform. Parlay, I Am Athlete all day. Promo code ATHLETE. Let's get it.
Episode I Don't Know. We're sitting here in Italy. Technogym's headquarters. Had to fly all the way to Italy to have a conversation around science. I left Ocho at home because he doesn't believe in science. He eat what the hell he wants to eat.
McDonald's.
I don't even know if he has a trainer, but he trains all the time. This one's going to be legendary. It's going to be a great conversation. It's a must-have conversation. We'll talk a little bit about Tea Time. We'll dive in there. That show's still in development. That segment's still in development. We'll dive into wellness, recovery, training. All these things. We'll talk a little football. You know, we like to talk a little football, a little sports here and there. But with these two guys, man, these are two guys that I absolutely respect because of work ethic and mindset and their tenacity to be great. I love that 1%. You know, are you a part of that 1%? So today's episode number 118, not sure where we're at. We just keep going and putting out dope content sitting here in Italy with Mo Bean Talks Anu
Montebella
and George Kittle, the people's tight end. Woo!
Woo!
All right, here we go. Tea time. Ready for tea time?
Oh, yeah.
Ciao, ragazzi.
Grazie.
Questo è il vostro tè?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I've been drinking coffee all week.
You drink
cappuccinos?
Yeah, I'm a tea guy.
Are you really?
I'm a tea guy.
You're a tea guy?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like, you know, like the nice stuff that helps you go to sleep before games, something like that maybe.
Right.
Not like, not much though.
Oh, we're going to get into the night before games.
Mm. Good tea.
I want to talk about your routine night before games, but we're going to start with Mo.
What's up, baby?
Dude. Hold on. Hey, put the tea down.
It's delicious.
So listen, tea time, let me tell you guys a little bit about tea time. Tea time came about, you know, I was watching The View, you know.
Nice.
In the talk. Just women sitting around, just having real talk. I mean, we don't get into our emotions. We don't talk about things. We're just so surface level. This is an opportunity for us to get messy.
Oh.
This is what this is about. When we see our ladies sit down and talk, we're like, what is that? That's foreign to us. We don't understand it. We don't get it. But the reality is, we need to talk like they talk.
Mm.
So how do they talk?
Just show me.
Over tea.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And they talk about everything. Girl, let me tell you, did you hear about this?
Yeah, dude.
All right, Mo.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you when to start sipping.
Okay.
Not yet. All right. You're 32?
Yes.
You sure?
I'm positive.
You sure?
For sure.
The reason why I ask, you have gray hairs.
I do.
Okay. Start sipping a little bit.
Oh, no.
Is it true? Keep it up there. Is it true that you are ineligible your senior year because of age restrictions?
It is.
It's true?
Very true.
So how old are you?
32.
How old were you?
I was 19 when I was graduating. When I graduated. I turned.
So why didn't they let you play?
Because in New Jersey, the rule is September 1st, you have to be 18 before September 1st. My birthday's August 22nd, so I turned 18 early.
Oh. Yeah, because, you know, he left, went.
I went back to Africa when I was a kid, when I was three years old.
Yeah.
I went back to Africa, lived for 3 years.
So you started a year late.
I started a year late here when I came back when I was six.
So what'd you do then?
I just graduated high school early.
Oh, good for you.
And I don't know. You know, like, you get some baseball players that come in and
I'm 12.
You're 12?
Baseball players.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm 12.
There you go. I'm 12.
What was that movie?
Benchwarmers.
Benchwarmers, yes.
People cite it.
Hello.
I'm gonna ask you a question you never get asked before. You've never been asked before.
I can't wait.
Okay? So I'm excited about this one. Hold on. You ready?
I'm waiting.
Okay. Bro, hold on. Put it down. Don't give me the active player answer.
Oh.
That's what I'm really good at.
I know. No.
Okay.
You know what?
Yeah,
the politically correct answer.
Yeah. It's gonna get you.
We know you're media savvy, media trained. This is not the media. This is not ESPN. Mm-hmm. This is not FS1.
This is I Am Athlete.
This is just YouTube, baby.
Yeah, just YouTube.
Okay.
No one wants to watch it, right?
The people want to know, people's tight end.
Yeah, what do they want
to
know?
Don't lie to the people.
What do they want
to
know, baby?
Okay, here we go. Jimmy G, a trainer.
I was really like, he's gonna ask me a Jimmy Trey question, isn't he? Yeah, he is. I love my quarterbacks. They're wonderful people.
Oh, great.
That's your answer.
It's my wonderful
okay.
answer.
All right. Well, can you elaborate? Like, because I know you were there.
I was twice,
and you were Coach Shanahan in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Went on to do some amazing things there. So give me a little bit about, like, this situation in San Fran, the quarterbacks. Yeah, give me a little bit. The people want to know. Maybe you're the people's wide receiver, because the people's tight end is that is a damn thing.
Well, I mean,
I can give you more than that.
I give you the right answer, but honestly, they're two different people. You know?
Very.
They're very two different people. Jimmy's seasoned vet. You know, he's been around the league, was in New England under Tom. Trey's young. He's trying to embrace the role of being this dynamic and playmaking kid, but you can just see he's embracing it, but at the same time, he's still having fun.
Right.
He's learning, like, he's eager to learn. And you can see the determination. I mean, Jimmy, you could see, like, he was willing and open arms helped him and along the way in the process, knowing, like, okay, like, he's a guy I'm competing with, but I need to help him because I know he'll help the team
right. Long
in the future. It's a different dynamic, like they both bring different things to the table, but Jimmy's presence and leadership is what made that team what it was.
Right. Wow.
It's a big part of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, like, Trey has an insane ceiling.
Yeah.
Just needs some reps here and there. Just got to throw the ball a little bit more, you know, but like, there's nothing, you can't really get better without playing games.
Right.
Right? That's what it is. Like, how much better are you from your rookie season to like your third year?
Yeah.
Like, just playing, going against competition, getting hit and getting back up, you know, dealing with adversity, how do you deal with it? Because, you know, guys that come to the league that win their entire life and they get to the NFL and they get hit in the face a couple times, it's different.
Right, right, exactly.
So, I mean, it's just a learning process. And I think Jimmy was a fantastic person for Trey to learn under, for sure. And, like, we don't know what's going to happen with Jimmy. Like, I have no idea. I find everything out on Twitter like everybody else. But I think the year that Trey, if Jimmy is traded or something happens there, or even if Jimmy's on the team, the year that Trey spent with them is very beneficial. Right. Because from a guy that Jimmy had to we traded 3 first-round picks for a QB, and Jimmy still had 2 years left on his contract. I mean, like, it sends a message.
Right.
And so, but for Jimmy to handle everything the way he did, from media to coaches to just playing.
True G.
Yeah. Unreal.
True G.
Because I feel like 80% of the people would have, hey, screw you guys, I'm out.
Yeah, or
like,
trade me.
Trade me. You're not going to get my best effort. Like,
did you gain a lot of respect from him? Did you gain a lot of respect for him? The way he went about his business last year and how he handled things?
Oh, yeah. I've always had a lot of respect for Jimmy. Like, he's been the same guy since day one. When we met him, we traded for him from New England. He came into a brand new locker room, and we were not good. He got traded to us. We were 0-7, I think. We were not very good. He came in, sat a couple. I think he sat like four. He came in like 4 games out in his 4th game, and then he won 5 straight. And he's been the exact same dude since the start, which I've really appreciated.
Right.
You need guys like that are consistent.
Do you guys think he gets a bad rep, right? Because, like, if you look at it, I mean, you guys been to how many NFC championships, how many Super Bowls, right?
2 NFC championships in 3 years.
Right. And
decent.
You know, and you look at the win-loss column, he's a winner, is what they say. But then you also look at they had that defensive line, right? You know, it's hard for me to kind of go out there and give my analysis of Jimmy G, because I know what all goes into it. But you guys being in the inside, do you think he gets a bad rep?
I think he gets a bad rep because he's a quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, who has said Joe Montana and Steve Young, I mean, Colin Kaepernick even. Like, you've got some studs that have played the quarterback position, and so, like, there's this huge spotlight on him. I think the spotlight on the San Francisco quarterback's a lot different than the spotlight on even like the Chargers, like Herbert, he's a fantastic quarterback, don't get me wrong, but like just the spotlight's different because it's the Niners.
Right.
And so then guys compare him to Patrick Mahomes, and it's just like they're very different quarterbacks.
Right.
They are.
Right.
And so I think, like you said, Jimmy's a winner. He gets it done. Are there things that we could all improve on as players? For sure. But the quarterback position, I think, is just it's critiqued the most.
Right.
Most scrutinized.
So I want to move on. I want to move on here soon, but, it is tea time, right? So I got to get messy. So I'll ask you maybe 1 or 2 more questions, and then we'll move on to the next question. And then we'll jump into a little wellness talk.
So
when you're talking about Jimmy G, you said, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. So my question is, put your tea up, your tea water. What do you want to happen?
Oh, let's see.
Yeah, tell us. People's tight end.
Oh, I'm kind of 50-50 right in the middle, honestly. Like, I think Jimmy, he's a fantastic leader. You know, we almost won a Super Bowl. We NFC Championship twice in 3 seasons. And then you look at Trey, who's just got, I think, like, Trey's got one of the highest ceilings I've ever seen before. Like, some of the things that you see him do on a football field are like,
oh, yeah,
holy cow. Like, I can't wait till he throws me passes. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, like, I want whoever's, you know, going to be the better quarterback this season.
Right.
And it is a business at the end of the day. Like, we're just monetary values, really. You know, we're just like cogs in the machine. So, whoever, and I think, I do trust Kyle Shanahan. I think he's going to pick the best quarterback. I don't have a preference. I don't. I think I like them both. They're both good guys. They both bring different things to the table. Just what do you want to play with?
Right. Great answer. Thoughts?
No, I agree with him. Because, you know, I've experienced playing with both, and, you know, they both talented can be.
Right.
But it's like they bring 2 different dynamics. Like
2 different games.
Like 2 different games. Like it's 2 totally different offenses when they're in.
Well, describe that. As a wide receiver, when you say 2 different games, you know,
well, when with Jimmy, you know,
it's 3 more, steps.
It's 3 steps, and it's out of there.
Mm-hmm. Trey can play 12 seconds.
Yeah, and you know, one play can be a scramble drill, the next play can be on time, and next play can be a run where we're all running. You know, so it's like it's unpredictable.
Do you have a comparison quarterback for Trey? Like, who is he?
He reminds me most of Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And not like, don't, Josh Allen is an established and amazing quarterback. Trey has to prove that all he has to do on a football field.
Right.
But I think he can move the chains, whether it's feet, he's a big body, he can take hits, he wants to make plays. He's got a cannon of an arm. It's crazy.
It is.
I mean, he can roll out to the right on the sideline and throw it diagonal like 50 yards on a line. You're like, okay, yeah. There's not a lot of people that can do that stuff.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, yeah, I think he's, like I said, he's got an insane ceiling. That's what I'm so excited
about. And he's so athletic when he does it.
Okay, good answer. I had to put a little pressure on you guys. Tee time.
Pressure.
All right, I mean, this one is just, I just found this to be interesting about you. You know, you're... pre-game routine, night before the game routine.
Mm-hmm.
Like to take 3 hours by yourself.
A lot of time by myself, yeah.
Yeah, visualization, meditation, salt bath.
Yeah, have some salt bath.
Yep. All the time, absolutely.
So you have no more tea, no more water. Don't worry about
it.
I mean, a question I had for you, when you're doing this, you know, this meditation, salt bath, like, do you have underwear on or no?
I'm on my bathtub, no.
No, I'm talking about like, you know, tights. We do Epsom, cold tub, hot tub, contrast.
Well, like if I'm in the
room. Yeah, like walk me through your routine. And like, what are you wearing?
My night before the game? I mean, why do you want to know what I'm wearing in the bathtub?
I don't know. Like, it's just interesting. Like people, that's what we want to know. It's like, this is George Kittle. Like, what does he eat for breakfast? He talk about he meditate. Does he meditate standing up or laying down, sitting? Like, what is it? Like,
no.
Walk us through the routine. We want to know.
I do the same thing the night before every game. Like, I'm a very, like, I'm a little superstitious, I would say. No, I'm very superstitious. It's terrible. But, like, I like to keep the same routine. So, like, I do, like kind of a yoga menu. A gasku is what it's called. I get my feet and ankles worked on by my training staff. I eat one sweet potato fry before the night before I go to bed. Just one. The nice, longest one. It tastes the best. Don't know why. Started doing it. We went, like, on an 8-game winning streak, so I still do it. Like I said, I'm superstitious. Go to my room and I find my wife, say good night to her, talk to her for a little bit, and I go to my room and I do an Epsom salt bath for 24 minutes for Kobe, because he was my favorite basketball player growing up, so I always do 24 minutes, and during that time I either listen to an Audible book or I read a book. My first 2 years I played Pokemon on a Game Boy Color every single night. But just take time to yourself, because like the game of football, you're just in it. Like when you're in the season, like you're in it. And so you just need time to yourself, because, like, as athletes, you don't really have that much time to yourself. You're at a facility all day with players, coaches, getting critiqued as much as you possibly can. And so just to have that time to yourself, I think, is really just kind of like a breath of fresh air.
Right.
And you get that the night before in bed. I study a little bit, and I take, like, 30, 40 minutes and just kind of visualize the game that's coming to me. Because then once you visualize it, you can see the plays that you've already made or – you go out tomorrow and do it again.
Walk us through that, because that's a big deal. I believe in visualization.
Have to.
And, are you, putting yourself in a stadium? Do you see the fans? Do you hear the fans? Do you see the ball coming? Or is it just like you're going through your plays, your footwork? Like, walk me through your process.
It's a little bit of both. Like, from the most basic, it's like, so right before I do this, I study all the run plays. I go through our entire install, just try to remember everything. Because we have a very complicated install with the 49ers. Like, we do an entirely new playbook every single week.
Right.
And so, like, I'll visualize, it's an outside zone. Okay, you got to take your first two steps. You got to shoot your hat across. You got to get those hands inside. Especially, like, if you're playing a guy like Von Miller, T.J. Watt, you're getting guys that are good at what they do.
Yeah.
And so you got to visualize, those types of blocks. And then you got a route that you have to fake release. You get upside. I mean, inside, it's a play-action pass. Like, visualize just catching the ball. But one of my favorite things I do is I literally just – I'll try to think of the craziest possible thing that you could do on a football field, like catch a ball, I truck stick 11 guys, spin, juke, all that type of stuff, one-handed catch, catch it side of the helmet. Like, you just visualize that stuff, because when the opportunity comes and you have the opportunity to do something crazy, it's not foreign to you.
Well, you already did it 10 times or 20 times, right?
Yeah.
Which is literally a rep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People don't understand, like, us as athletes, we visualize and see things happening, and we have the ability to bring it to life. They're very similar routine as George. Like, I have to take Epsom salt baths every night before the game. And
underwear on or no?
Yeah, but that's naked.
Yeah.
Like,
why would you not be?
It's kind of weird.
You're in your own room.
Yeah, like you by
it's
yourself.
It's the third time you've asked me.
Yeah. Is that weird?
I mean.
We'll let the people decide.
Yeah.
You're looking at the camera.
We should. You gotta put like a. Isn't it like those little like voting things?
Yeah, we'll put a voting there on Instagram. Is it weird that Brandon's asked us three times each? What do you wear?
Because guys do some weird stuff. You know
this. You are not wrong.
Yeah, guys do some weird stuff in a locker room, in their own room. It's just wild.
They might wear the same tights that they had from middle school or high school.
Right.
If it fits. I know Jordan wore the same shorts all the time. Is that a myth or not?
Oh, yeah, the North Carolina
thing. Yeah, I don't know if it's a myth or not.
Anyways, sorry, I'm over that. You guys are naked.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Right now, I'm not.
All right, so get back to visualization. But I'm not visualizing you being naked. I'm just like...
But for me, like he says, like I'll go over the first 15, 20 play script, and then I'll go over the script and go over plays that I know, like, that were tough for us during the week, or that I messed up, or that, like, maybe, like, our formation is new, or it's, like, a new scheme that we don't run as often, and then visualize myself running it versus every coverage.
Right.
You know, versus cloud, versus press, man, versus...
Right.
Because you don't know what necessarily coverage you're going to get. You know there's certain techniques that you're going to face each play, or you know, or vice with run blocking, the same thing. Like, you know there's certain techniques that you're going to face. You're going to face a cloud, that you're going to face an off corner, you're going to face a press corner. So why don't you prepare yourself mentally to visualize yourself? So I just go through that, spend my time in a Epsom bath. Once I get out, I'll roll out for like 45 minutes to an hour, depending on what I need, and stretch, and I go to bed.
You listen to anything while you do the rollout?
I always listen to Tim Grover, Relentless. It's like
one of my goodness. That's have you read that book?
Yeah. I did. Yeah, I read that 2020.
I've listened to that book probably like, no lie, like 300 times.
That's 300 times?
I listen to it every day.
Why is that so impactful for you?
Just because, like, I can relate to it so much. Like, everything that's being said in the book is just, like, so relatable to me. But it just automatically puts me in this state of mind where it's like I'm just always just flowing, constantly in the zone, level-headed, and just ready to go.
One of the best books I've ever read.
Like, the best.
Yeah. My book. It's awesome.
But funny thing is, after I read it, like, I reached out to Tim.
Yeah.
So me and Tim, we've been working together for, like, 2 years now.
Really?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he's working with a quarterback I can't see. He's on a low.
Oh, I probably know.
Yeah, you probably know. So visualization for me, you know, I envision myself, like, I always see myself walking into the stadium, what I'm wearing, you know, the whole routine, the fans screaming loud, going through whatever play, everything you guys talked about, ball coming in the air, ball going in the line.
Yo, this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. The soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2 gram net zero hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at Hero, HERO.CO. With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I coming down screaming, the fans screaming, ah, you know, what am I going to do when I get in the end zone or I make that big play? What does that look like? What type of energy am I going to put out there? And then I also always reverse engineer. Mm-hmm. I always start with the press conference, though. After the game, post presser.
Yeah.
I always look at, all right, what's my message? What am I going to say? I just went for 250 yards. I just broke this record.
Damn straight you did.
You're right. You know what I'm saying? Did. So it's like, am I going to thank God? Am I going to say thank you to my coaches, teammates? What am I going to say? What am I wearing? So I always prepare for that moment. Mm-hmm. And then I'll, you know, go back. So visualization is critical. But this is why we're here. You know, we're all here in Italy. We're here at Techno Gym. Gym's world headquarters. It's phenomenal.
It's beautiful.
How has y'all experience been so far? Like, just hearing you guys talk about, you know, visualization. I didn't ask you guys that. I didn't, you know, off camera. I didn't know you guys. Well, I knew you did it. I didn't know you did it. You know, but then you talked about Relentless. I didn't know you read it. I read it. Like, to me, that's that 1%. You know, you can walk in the locker room. You can sit at the table in a company and know who's locked in, who's in his zone, who wants to be in his zone, who wants to be great, right? So you're here, and, you know, you think about Techno Gym and everything they're doing in this space, you know, not only for athletes, but for everyone in the wellness space. You know, how has y'all experience been so far? What jumps out to you?
Just how they carry themselves. Everything is at elite. Yeah. Like, you know, like everything. Like the way they brought us in, the way they taking care of us, everything that you've seen, equipment, like top of the line. Each person is just carry yourself with such humility, but they're elite presence.
Right.
So it's fun to be around and learn and hear how they see just the engineer of just the future of what training is going into. Like, you see some of the equipment that hasn't even been released yet, and it's just mind-blowing that they are able to, you know, connect, like, okay with NASA, whoever they connect with to make this, like, equipment for athletes to be able to live longer as far as, like, playing career. Like, that's going to extend George's career, maybe mine, whoever's, you know, whoever's able to use this equipment. So it's like, when you're around people like that, you can't help but pick their brain and see what else do they know. What else? Because you can learn a thing too for anybody like that.
Right. Yeah, it's, I mean, just from the facility itself, it's gorgeous. The grounds are, like, you pulled up, you're like, holy cow, what is that doing out here in the country? Like, it's amazing. Like, everything's clean. Like, we went through, like, the factory, and it looked like they're building Toyota cars. Like, it was just a factory line. They're just putting stuff together from treadmills to the chest press, all that stuff. But like you said, everyone is very humble, even though, like, they're all top of the line of what they do. They're part of the 1%, and they're incredibly humble. But they're so smart. I love all the equipment it's made for big people. Yeah. That's what I appreciate. It's made for athletes, like, to succeed on. Like, you can put, like, you're on the treadmill yesterday, like, that's built for a 6'4" wide receiver running 20 miles an hour. Like, it's built for, you can handle a 300-pound offensive lineman.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of products in the world that can do that. Just being able to have access to something that, like you said, like, that can extend your career, like, you're not going to just some gym in your hometown clanking weight. Like, there's no point to that. And they're big on, like, you know, there's an importance of why you're doing things, right? Like, you're not just out there power cleaning because, hey, I can power clean 300 pounds. Okay, well, let's do things. Let's create and let's invent things that apply to the field. And I think they do it for every sport. But, like, there's a machine over there that applies to a football field. Like, there's stuff that you can do is incredible.
I've been out the game for 3 years now. Hopefully things has changed. But it used to piss me off. I'm just piggybacking off of what you just said, like, guys clinging weights, just doing whatever. Or guys being smarter how they train. Like, this is important. And I've been on this the last couple shows, just like, you know, our athletes, we need to take more ownership in our business, you know, off the field. We need to take more ownership in our approach on the field and what we're doing, our recovery. Like, guys aren't, you know, really embracing You know, that this, their body is a walking corporation. It could generate $100, $200, $300, $400 million in revenue. Yep. So what is the, what type of investment are you making? So to hear you talk about, you know, yeah, you got to be mindful, basically, is what you're saying, and how you train and what you're doing, what type of equipment you're using. Is things changing? Are guys being smarter the way they're training and approaching their off seasons?
I would say yes. I think it's changed a lot. I mean, just talking to guys, I mean, like, for like I said, like, I'm not a guy that's going to – I don't really care what my bench is.
Yeah.
I don't. If I want my strength to be, you know, I'm only going to get so much stronger, like – I could probably add like 20, 30 pounds to my bench right now, and I'll get back up to that before the season starts, and I'll be at my strength. But like, there's no reason for me to try to bench press 350, 400 pounds. Like, where does that apply on a football field? Right. Where does me hang cleaning 250 apply on a football field? Sure, triple extension, but like, you put your body in unnatural position, you're never going to be in this position on a football field. And if you are, you're probably going to hurt yourself. And so guys are definitely being more mindful, like trainers are thinking about that stuff. Like the amount of, I don't know, the thing that I think has changed a lot in the last 5 years is people are realizing that there's only so much tread on your tire. And I think I said that yesterday, but like, you only have so many reps. You really do, before your body deteriorates to a level where you can't play anymore. And so you want to be able to sustain success as long as you can. So you have to train at a level where you're training hard, you're getting working, but you're not just like grinding down
right. Your
body, because right. There's no point to do
right.
it, especially in the month of February and March. Right. Like, you want to like definitely be in shape. You want to have cardio and like do all that stuff, ride the bike. You know, do a Stairmaster by all means, but when in the world am I ever going to deadlift 500 pounds on
right,
a football field?
Right.
And so it's just like, you have to, like, yeah, sure, like it builds strength and stuff, but it doesn't apply. So like, running is better than deadlifting, in my opinion. And again, like, I'm not a strength coach and I haven't done all the science behind it, but like, when you just watch guys, you listen to podcasts, you just learn a little bit, you're like, oh wait, that doesn't really make sense. Like, how come in college I hang clean twice a week?
Yeah.
What was the point of it? Why did I back squat 450 pounds
right,
for max
right.
reps? What was the point?
Yeah.
It wasn't one. It just, you know, tears your body down.
Yeah.
So like, this place has been a fantastic just to see how they're like, there's just smarter ways to train.
Yeah.
And it's going to allow us to play for longer.
Yeah. What type of investment are you making in your body? Like, what's your, you know, what do you do? What does your week look like? I feel like there's a lot of guys that need to hear from you as a savvy vet. Guys been around for a minute. You know,
I have like a little
off season,
approaching 5,000 yards receiving.
Mm-hmm. Off season or in season?
Yeah. Just period. Like, well, yeah, that matters. Let's talk about off season, because we're in the off season right now.
Off season for me is like, I have like a set routine. Like, I train usually twice a day, or depending on what it is. It's something proprioception to keep like the little, like, because I feel like as athletes, we don't focus on little things. Like,
right.
And the little things are more important sometimes than the bigger things. And we don't focus on like your knees, ankles, joints, hips, mobility, and then strengthening it properly.
Yeah.
Like, we go on until our, like you said, we go squat, clean, like build the bigger muscle groups. And that's where you tear down on ankle or knee or whatever the case may
calves.
Be. Calves.
Feet.
Like, and those are, we don't start from the ground up.
Mm.
And knowing like, we have to start from the ground up and train your body to last 23 weeks. Because you got
27 this year for
27.
Us.
27.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, I counted.
Wait, what does that mean? You get messy?
No, we played
27 weeks this year.
Oh, this past week.
Past year.
Oh, I thought you were talking about going in.
Oh, no.
So
we played 27 weeks.
Making predictions.
Yeah, that was a 27-week season from training camp.
Oh, wow.
First day of training camp.
Yeah.
But that's always the goal.
Yeah.
That is always the end goal.
Yeah.
28 Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
29.
With 29 with the extra.
29 weeks.
29.
It's insane.
You guys going to be back?
Damn straight.
Okay. You heard it right here on I Am Athlete. George Kittle says they're going to win a Super Bowl. Did you say that?
No, I didn't say that. Oh. I said we'll be back.
Okay.
Because I got to show up and play this season. I'll be back to play. I'm always confident when I have Nick. When you have Nick Bosa on your team, you're just very confident
right.
in your abilities to win games.
Yeah, Nick. It's,
like, the talk to me about your routine. I find it fascinating, and I would love if you invite me. I might be inviting myself. The barn?
Yeah, the barn.
Like, I saw, like, the footage coming out, like, maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. There's some dudes in Nashville getting together with George Kittle, and you guys are doing some cool things.
Yeah.
But that's your house?
That's on my property, yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, so, like, you're...
We need to talk about your golf course.
I also have a golf course on it.
You have a...
Not like a legit golf course.
But you have a golf course.
Yeah,
we got some holes now.
I have 75 acres.
Hit the golf course real quick and then go to the barn and then your whole process. Like, yeah, we got it together.
So it was, I think it was last year we were sitting there watching the Masters and we're like, oh, we should, because I had plenty of space. I was like, let's just like go mow a golf course. And luckily I have an awesome deal with a lawnmower company, Exmark, and they gave me two. I have a 96 inch deck mower and I have like a 60 inch deck mower. And so me and one of my buddies we mowed everything down to like 1 inch, put flags up. I have like 4 par 3s and 2 par 4 golf holes. And we'll just go out there. We'll play like 3 rounds, 6 holes, 3 rounds, 18. And just go out there every day after we lift, like on a Friday, and I have golf carts too. And so we'll just throw a cooler on the back of the golf cart and go play 18 on my property. Like, we don't putt, so it's like closest to the pin is what it is.
Right.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
And get a couple beer skis in you.
When you had this brilliant idea, what did Claire say, your wife?
I think she was the one. She might have been her idea too. She's like, why aren't you guys outside golfing right now? Like, why are we inside? It's a beautiful day. And me and Rob Tunney looked at each other, we're like, it's a great idea. Let's hop on the mowers. And I was mowing for the next like 3 hours. And then we played probably 36 holes. And then guys would come over and like every Friday we'd have a round of 18. Right. We'd like do team golf. It's an absolute blast.
What else are you putting on the property? Because you got like 75 acres. I know we're supposed to be talking about your routine.
Yeah,
this really fascinating. This is pretty cool.
It's actually,
it's almost like, that's what I meant. It's like the naked thing, right? Like George Kittle has a golf course. He has 75 acres. This is what people want to know. People's tight end.
No, we just finished flattening a field. So I'll have like a 40 by 40 field, turf field on it. It's a hybrid. So I don't know really what that is, but it's really just for like linear stuff, so I can catch a jugs machine out there. But that's right outside my workout facility, which we're also trying to double in size. But the barn was a three-story like horse barn. Yeah. And we cleared the whole thing out, poured cement in where like the dirt was, and then put a bunch of gym mats down. Me, my dad, and my father-in-law installed all that stuff. And then Techno Gym came in and brought treadmills, squat racks, bikes, rowing machines, the whole shebang. It was amazing. Then we converted the other half of it into like on the first floor into like a kitchen. So we'll have a chef come out. He cooks meals for guys that train there, breakfast and lunch. Second floor is all recovery. I have a fully carpeted floor that's yoga. Agoski, we have like an instructor that would put on a TV in the corner and so he can see what we're all doing. I'm big into balance beams, so anything that's like for the health of your feet is something I'm very interested in. Other side of the second floor, it's cool too, so it's like three floors but the middle is open. So it's kind of like it's a U. So one side of it's the yoga, the other side I have PT tables and a massage room where a physical therapist comes up twice a week, massage therapist comes up once a week, and guys schedule appointments through me. On the third floor, I got some cool toys on it for recovery. I've got red light therapy. You've got a Vasper, which is some NASA thing. And what I've learned.
How much money do you spend on your body a year? And also how much money have you invested in these modalities?
The barn? The barn's probably a couple hundred K that we went into it. And like, thankfully, like, I played at a high enough level where I could get a contract and I could invest more into my body. And like, there's like, I could go to facilities and do things, you know, pay just to use other people's things, but I like being on my property. Like, we don't get that much of an off season. And so when I'm home, I want to be home. I want to train on my property. I want to do things on my property. So then I don't have to drive 30 minutes. I don't have to go to this guy's house to go to this guy's PT session. I like to do stuff at my place. And so that's why I built all of this, because I don't want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I learned. One of the best things my agent said to me, like after my rookie season, is like, hey, the best money you're ever going to make, unless you like win the lottery or like hit a really big real estate investment, is your body. You're going to make you make $100, $200, $300, $400 million in your body based on what you do on the football field. So invest in it and don't be shy and don't take shortcuts when it comes to your body. And so like, you can't do that. You want to play for a long time. You have to be healthy. And so I do everything I can to stay as healthy as I possibly can, or to be able to recover as fast as you can, because everyone gets hurt in football. You know, everyone's dealing with something, but how do you bounce back for it quicker? How do you prepare your body to take those hits, to bounce back from all that stuff? And so I invest as much as I possibly can in my body. Like, and you asked me about my schedule. I do rehab every single day with PT, and that's anywhere from acupuncture, dry needling, cryotherapy, massages. Anything I can just so I can train every single day at 100%.
Right.
Because that's the thing you have to do, too. If you're training at 70%, you're not really getting that much
Are
you?
Yeah.
But it's, yeah.
Keep going. Like, this is the beautiful thing about a podcast. You know, you can really take your time and have these conversations. Obviously, there's a lot of dudes that you know, rock with the platform. And we're talking about even in Europe, soccer players in Europe. We're talking about basketball players, football players. We're talking about legends, man. And not everybody understand this. I mean, for you guys to be out here in Italy looking at what's coming up next in the future and what can I do differently, what type of investment I can make, it says a lot about you guys. I truly believe y'all are leaders in this space. So, like, you know, any jewels you guys can give is much appreciated because guys need to hear this. You know, your body is a walking corporation. Yeah. Make the proper investment. You know how many guys, like you said, try to cut corners. You can't cut no corners.
You can't cut. But a lot of people don't invest in their mind.
Ooh. Like, hey. Ooh.
That's a nugget.
Like, yeah, your body can do so much, but you can't do without your mind. Like,
no.
They don't. You got to be able to control how you see things, your mindset, your day-to-day. Like, people know, like, there's so many different pressures that you deal with. There's so many different, you know,
pulling
outside
in
people pulling on you. You got this, got that. But the ability to focus, the ability to be in the moment,
right,
be intent.
Right.
Be, a lot of people don't know how to manage that. And it's something that we lack in, right, in this, in our sport.
How much of the mind, how much of it is mental and how much of it is physical? What's that ratio?
I mean, I feel like most of it, if 80% or more, is mental.
Mm. I see. Like
you've been doing football since you were 8, 9, 10, whatever years old. Like, it's what you've mastered your entire life.
100%.
But it's like you haven't mastered all these other obstacles. You haven't mastered how to approach the game or how to approach the media, how to approach...
How to deal with getting critiqued every single day.
Right. You got people that don't even know half of what you've been through telling you, oh, that was... Like, they don't understand your vision. They don't understand why you do what you do.
Right.
So it was like, for you to go through that here at all, you got to have the ability to stay with what you started in the beginning. Like, oh, this is why I started to do this.
I've always said, like, everyone in the NFL is, like, All-American, Heisman winner, All-Big Ten, All-SEC.
The best of where they come from.
The best of where they come from. And so it's like everyone's physically gifted. Mm-hmm. Everyone is fast. Everyone's tall. Everyone can catch the ball. Everyone can hit really hard. So what are you going to do to take the next step? And that's how you deal with adversity. I mean, honestly, or like how you deal with waking up every single day and like your mindset of what can you do extra to, you know, take the next step or to, you know, get a step ahead of the guy behind you. Like, I mean, like we've said, the NFL's a revolving door. Like, I've always, like, my inspiration literally every single day is there are hundreds of thousands of kids I would love to be the starting tight end for the San Francisco 49ers. I hope that those kids go to, like, I'm going to out-train them. I'm going to out-mental them. I'm going to do everything I possibly can to be better than them so they can never take my spot.
Right.
And then when my goal is that when I decide to retire, I will retire.
Right.
Or, like, when your body tells you to retire. But I'm not going to let someone come in and take my spot.
Right.
And that's on me.
So at dinner, I heard you talking about, like, you know, like your little secret sauce. Like, you like to play the game happy.
Yeah.
Some guys, a lot of guys like to play the game angry and mad. They got to work themselves up.
Mm-hmm.
And I find, like, just being around you the last couple days, you know, bro, there's, like, a real balance that you have in your life. And, you know, you can see it, right? Like, immediately when you got in the NFL, everybody fell in love with you, just your energy, bro, and just, like, the type of teammate that you are. But a lot of that, now knowing more of your story, starts with the mental. Is it true, you know, we talked about that routine that you go through, that started at 5 years of age?
Like, oh, no.
Okay, because, like, your dad, Bruce...
My dad has done a fantastic job. Like, he's taught me a bunch of lessons that I still use today since I was five, for sure. But, like, the mental side of the game became, like, really big for me, like, my junior, senior year of college.
Mm-hmm.
I did not play a bunch in college, and that was 100% my own fault. I think, like, that was... football wasn't my number one priority. Like, I really enjoyed going out. I really enjoyed drinking. I loved partying. I loved hanging out with my friends. Like, I was a college kid. That's what I like to do. And Iowa's the number one party school in the U.S. of A, baby.
You're proud of that.
Oh, damn straight I am. Damn straight I am.
Yeah.
I thoroughly had a great time. And but, like, I wasn't playing on the football field because, like, I'd get, like, 4 hours of sleep. I, like, really wasn't that focused. I was, like, always, I don't know, I'd get on a football field, I'd have incredible anxiety. Like, before practice, like, my first 3 years in college, like, I would throw up before practice because I was so nervous about football. because I didn't want to mess up. Like, you know, I think every football player, like, you don't want to disappoint your teammates, right? Like, that's everyone's fear. And so, like, I would just let that kind of control me on a football field. And so it took me a while. And it's kind of like tattoos are part of, like, an alter ego or, like, kind of a reset button. But, like, I got into the mental side of it going into my junior season, and it really, like, kind of turned the table for me. And it was, like, from my dad, because he's on the mental side of it.
Check out Hidden Pearls, by the way, podcast. Yeah, Big Bruce used to play ball.
Yeah, we could talk about that at some point. But, like, I don't know, like, I learned, like, about a reset flip, you know, like, don't let things snowball. So, like, in college, I'd have tape and I'd draw a big red button on there. And if I ever messed up, I would just slap it and I'd go on to the next play. And I'm telling you, the wonders that that did for me. And it was just like, all right, let's just go play football. Because at the end of the day, football is, when did you start playing football?
6.
Yeah. You've been playing football your whole life. You know how to catch a football. You know how to run routes. Like, yeah, you learn coverages. You learn how to attack a leverage and, like, you learn techniques and stuff like that. You work on your footwork in the run game. But, like, you've been playing the game your whole life. So you can play it. You've been doing it. You've proven that you can do it. You're in the NFL for a reason. Just go catch the football and go play football. So just take a deep breath and go play football.
Do you still rock the red tape? Reset now?
Yeah, their tattoos are for it. Like, you can see it. I'll do it, like, fourth quarter, third downs and stuff. Lock it in.
Right.
Take a deep breath and flip the switch, baby.
I like that.
I mean, shout out to Techno Gym for hosting us and bringing us out. You know, and it's great, the equipment, you know, but really the secret sauce is exactly what you guys are talking about. Thank you for bringing this up. You know, you can have all the amazing equipment, you can have the best coaches, but if your mental isn't right, you have no chance, you know? So, like, for you, even that reset, like, I find that guys need to understand that we need to know how to approach success and failure the same.
Yes. I hit the reset after a good play or a bad play.
Not a bad play.
Why is that important?
Next play is the most important play. It doesn't matter if you just had a 40-yard catch and run, you truck-sticked a guy. You go out the next play and you have they call your name again and you're so hyped that you celebrate so much, now you're winded, and then you run a slant route and you have bad footwork and then the corner cuts you off and pick sixes it.
It don't matter.
Your 40-yard play does not matter. Hey, congratulations. Your fantasy football team, you just got your guy 4 points.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Don't care. Like, that doesn't matter. Yeah. The only thing that matters in football is the eye in the sky.
Right.
That camera sees everything that you do on every single play and what you put into it. That's what people respect.
Right.
And your reputation in the NFL is based on how you play the game of football. And so every play, if you're not giving 100% effort, if you're lollygagging, the NFL, it sniffs out bullshit and it kicks you out really fast. So you have to be a consistent player. So
silent tape.
Silent tape, baby. It's if you're like Kyle Shanahan always says it. Like, I can feel your energy off the silent tape.
Off the tape.
Off the tape.
I mean, if you watch film, you see the way somebody plays the game. Like, you see, that's why I was telling George the other day, like his blocks. Like, you could see it on tape.
Right, right,
like,
right.
When he pancakes somebody, you can see the energy. The focus, the attention to detail, and he gets up, he's laughing, and you just see the energy on tape. Like, you see how he plays. Mm-hmm. And then that rubs off on your teammate.
100%.
You know, so if you play with a certain intensity, a certain mindset, a certain level of energy, like, it's going to rub off on your teammate, and you see it pop off on the screen versus, like, somebody that's just going through the motions, like,
Where did your mental makeup come from, your mindset, right? Like, I find that your story's interesting. While we're talking about mental health, mindset, you know, born in Jersey, go back to Africa, Sierra Leone.
I say my mom, she's a strong woman, strong woman mentally, actually. She'd been through a lot. She first came to America December 12th, 1975, December 6th, one of those. Ironic, 12 and 6, two numbers I wore. But, yeah, that's when she came, and she's been through everything just to gain her citizenship, have her kids here, me and my brother, my sister. I have, two older brothers, but to give us the ability to be in this position.
Like, opportunity.
That's all we needed, an opportunity.
Was it tough growing up?
Yeah, it was definitely tough growing up. I mean, she worked two jobs. I would see her every other weekend. I actually moved in with my sister when I was in sixth grade. So When I was a kid, I lived with my mom. She'd work two jobs, me, my mom, my sister. I see her every other weekend. Me and my brother, we had to do what we had to do, you know what I'm saying? Provide for each other, eat in order to get through school, all that. My sister did the same thing. And then when I moved in with my sister, she was the one to help me raise me, her and my brother-in-law. So, I mean, that's why, you know, I try to do everything I can for my family. Everything I do is about family. So I'm grateful. But her mindset is what got me to this point, because she's one of the hardest working people I've ever been around.
Yeah.
Like, to be in the position that she in, to gain the success that she had, just now she's back in Sierra Leone. She's building, like...
She's back?
She's in Sierra Leone. Like, I built her house back home. A couple years ago, and she just building this big hall for the community. It's kind of going. She's renting out stores for the people, but she's putting in like a community center so the kids in the area can go and take classes, whatever the case may be, tutoring sessions, right. Just have a place so they could be.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Well, I got one for you. So like you said, like you do a lot of everything's for your family. Like that's your mindset. Like this just made me think about. Like being an NFL player, right? Like you are suddenly you go from high school kid to a college kid to a highly paid professional athlete. Mm-hmm. Like your support system that's around you, like how big of a deal is that to you? Because like for me, like when I got in, it was like tight-knit circle and we still have that same circle. Like, yes, we've added a couple pieces to it,
right.
But the circle is the circle.
The circle is the
circle. Who's your circle?
I got my wife, I got my dad, my mom, my sister, and then the next circle, that is my agent, and then I would say my marketing guy. Like, those are guys that I have built relationships with. And then, like, I know I have, like, my coaches who I have great friends with, but, like, those are the people that support me every single day, and if I need anything, I know that I can call them. Like, one of my best friends who has nothing to do with anything I do in my daily life, like, I can call him any day of the week and he'll be there for either a shoulder for me to like, or someone for me to talk to. And he doesn't know anything about like the NFL. He sells shoes. He's my guy. And this is one of my best friends from high school. And he can like, it's just, he's one of those guys that can refresh you. Like he can talk to me, not about football or like
tea time.
Bring it back.
Brings it back. And so like, you have to have people around you like that. And then you have friends in the NFL that you make, right? Like Rob Tonyan's one of my best friends. And I can talk to him like in the middle of the season, like, something happens at practice that I'm pissed off about. I can call him and he has a similar experience as me. One, he's a tight end. Two, we kind of do similar things. And so you can have those same conversations, but like the circle that you have and that support, like you need that every day, because right. If you don't have that, people are just going to come in and like, thank you. Or like, I need this from you. I need this from you. I want this. I want, and it's just like, that becomes a lot.
Right. Right.
And like, we talk, like you deal with so much stress. And another thing like you have to realize is the amount of, like you can't have stress off the field.
Yeah.
If you want to succeed on the field.
Right.
Because if you're sitting in a meeting and you're going through install in week 7 and you did something stupid as hell over the last weekend and that's what you're thinking about, you're not paying attention to this install,
right.
You're not going to be your best.
Yeah. I don't think we've seen our greatest players yet.
No.
Or, you know, some of the greatest players, I mean, they never even reached their, you know, their full potential because of those distractions off the field.
That's another reason why... You invest everything in your body, so you don't invest it anywhere else besides, like, you know, actual investments
right.
to secure, like, your life for the future. Right. But, like...
I'll be honest, like, I'm still, you know, like, I'm too accessible sometimes. I'm glad you brought that up. That's something that's a major focus for me right now, just making myself less accessible and also just building healthy relationships. Like, if your energy is off, like, you just can't be in... You can't be... My wife, she does a phenomenal job, and she's been talking to me about this for, like, 13 years. It's like, I'm like, anybody can come around. They just freaking energy suckers and vapors. Like, vampires, that's what it's called, energy vampires.
Hey, friends are like elevators, man. They're bringing you up or they're bringing you down.
Right.
And that's everybody around you.
Yeah. See, I always felt like I'm me. I can do whatever I need to do. I know where I'm going. And if you're going down, shit, I'm still going this way. But it's important. I'm glad you brought that up to be like, nah, you just can't be in my space.
That's it.
That's important. I had to learn that. I'm learning that.
That's tough.
Say.
It's hard. Yeah. It's hard to say no.
You're a genuine person.
It's hard to say no. Because you're a nice guy.
Yeah.
Like you want to help people. Like that's how most of us, like, we want to help people, we wanna bring people along with us. But like after a certain time, you can only help, like you can only do help so much before so you much. Start to hurt yourself.
That's right.
Sometimes people gotta want to help themselves.
Yep.
So it's like you're just so used to it. Your genuine heart wants to help, or it wants to like, cause you feel like, all right, maybe I'll rub off on. Or maybe it's like
yes,
you know what
that's
I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, maybe they'll feel my
tribe mentality. Let me, I'm bringing people along. you know, they'll get it. I'm experiencing all this. I'm out here.
Maybe they'll
I want
see
them to
you,
see. But... Man, they come, they gonna mess up your whole, everything you got going on.
It's crazy. It's
right. All right, before we end, because I know you guys, y'all got seasons to get ready for. I gotta let y'all go work out.
It's Arm Farm Friday.
But that's what it is?
Yeah.
He said.
We're lifting biceps and triceps today, baby.
All right, Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter?
Lord of the Rings.
What did you think about the last season?
Oh,
Lord, that's Game of Thrones.
I ain't watched.
Oh, Game of Thrones. What did I say? Lord of the Rings. Yeah. Game of Thrones and thank you.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings is king. My dad used to read me the books as bedtime stories.
So you like Lord of the Rings over Game of Thrones?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? The movies? I hope the TV show's good. Right. That comes out. They spent $500 million on it, so I'll take 1%.
Have they called you to...
Not yet.
Be in it?
Dude, who was it? So Bosa's my teammate, and Joey got invited to be in the last season of Game of Thrones. Hey, didn't do it. I was like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, oh, it's like a week. I got to fly out there and just sit there and make up, and then I'm in one scene. I'm like, that's worth it. That is worth it, dude. Like, you're going to be okay this one week. Like, it's okay.
Joey.
I know, but no, Game of Thrones or what? Harry Potter? What's a movie versus
Harry Potter, Game of Thrones, Lord of Rings, those are your three favorites? Or?
Oh, I mean, dude, I'm all the sci-fi and the fantasy stuff, like Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Matrix. I love all that. That's all incredible. Marvel, DC, I eat all that up. Like, I have a Joker tattoo and a Master Chief tattoo. Like,
I understand that.
A Godzilla on my forearm.
Right.
Godzilla's elite as well. No, but Lord of the Rings, that's some good stuff.
What are you wearing when you watch these movies?
Clothes.
What's bean talk?
Yeah, what the? I learned a lot. I learned a lot.
What's bean talk for the people?
For me, please.
Bean talk. It's just positive vibes, man. It's just whatever you want it to be. It's a state. You know what I'm saying? It's a state of being. Like for instance, like your fit right now is on a bean.
It's on a bean.
It's on a bean.
Ooh. I'm on a ball right now.
You're on a ball.
You're on a ball.
Yeah.
The shoes is on a bean.
The shoes is on a bean.
These are my Spider-Man shoes, dog. With my Spider-Man watch.
But see.
If he had a white tee on, it might be a bean.
It might be a bean, or if for instance, like, if you're feeling good, you say, like, I'm on a bean.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say that in my next media interview.
There you go.
I'm on a bean.
You're on a bean. Or if you want, like, for instance, like, if I need him to pass me that camera right there, I'm like, yo, pass me that bean real quick so I can record him.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's everything.
It's whatever you want it to
I'm
be.
I'm in.
Bean talk.
I'm so
bean
in.
Talk. Bean talk. I am athlete. With these two guys, legends, true legends in Italy.
Mm.
How you say it? Is how you say hello in Italian? And bye-bye in Italian?
Ciao.
Ciao. Oh, that's easy. Ciao.
No habla.
Ciao. No habla español.
Wait. They be like, ciao bella, right?
Ciao.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get the pills. That's why we right to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, facts. Keep it riding for the fam. You gotta light the wiggin' wheel straight up. Look in the past bag, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie detector test before I pass class. Yeah, and my family needed bread. I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.